Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Frequently in life, when we experience something firsthand, we change our views on that thing that we are experiencing. This morning, we have one individual's experience battling COVID-19. Tom Mountain, vice chair of the state Republican Party, once scoffed at the virus and at those who swore by wearing masks, that is, until he contracted the virus himself last month. Mountain first told his story in an op-ed he wrote in the Boston Herald, and he spoke with us via Zoom.
Bob, I got to warn you, I'm coughing all the time, and I may cough a little bit. I'll try to restrain it, but it just may come out. That's just a part of my ailment, so to speak.
Not a problem. You do what you have to do when your body tells you you have to do it.
Yes, indeed.
So how are you feeling?
Better. I'm doing better, slowly but surely. It's been a long ordeal, and hopefully within a month, I'll be completely out of it. I may not be. I don't know. But I can safely say that I don't anticipate rushing back to the emergency room anytime soon.
Well, that's good to hear. Give us the background. How do you believe you got the coronavirus? How were you exposed?
Well, as the vice chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party and the vice chair of the Massachusetts Republican Jewish Committee, I annually go to the White House Hanukkah event, and I had a very nice time. The food was wonderful. The company was great. Very few people were wearing masks, I might add, myself included. And lo and behold, I left that Hanukkah event that evening, December 9th, and 3 days later, I was in the emergency room, and I was in very rough shape. Prior to my going to the White House, I retraced my steps with those groups and people and events that I was at, and nobody got the COVID. Nobody did. It's just really cause and effect, I think.
You said very few people were wearing masks at the White House Hanukkah party, and you felt okay about that at that time.
Well, I did. And, you know, it's not really the fault of the White House staff. They were all wearing masks. And when we were in line to get in, we had to wear masks. But once we got into the event, people couldn't help but take off their masks. Some people weren't wearing masks the entire time. And I wasn't wearing a mask because I call it a lack of humility, a carelessness for the virus. I was one of these people who didn't like wearing masks, didn't believe in it, only wore it when I absolutely had to. And I believe that I couldn't get it. I was invulnerable. And prior to the White House event, my kids warned me not to go. My own wife refused to go because she saw the White House as an incubator of the coronavirus. But I felt obligated to go. And of course, I wanted to go. And in addition, I thought that this may be the last time to see the president, Donald Trump. And as it was, he didn't show up anyway. None of them showed up.
In the Herald op-ed, you blamed your own refusal to wear a mask before now on a sense of libertarian self-righteousness. You want to explain that?
Many of my colleagues will scoff at wearing a mask because they see it as an infringement on civil liberties. They see it as the government telling us what to do. But then again, they haven't gotten sick. And once you get sick, then your views change dramatically. It really took me getting sick to change my views 180 degrees completely and to finally say to my kids, you're exactly right.
In the Herald, you called getting COVID divine retribution.
Yes, it almost is, because among my family, whom I also infected, four members of my family who have since recovered, thankfully, I really got hit the hardest. And I was one who would host big events over the spring, summer, and fall, always outside, 75, 100 people more. And we never really took precautions. It was all voluntarily. We never told people you have to wear a mask, social distancing. And any number of people who can say, I told you so, have the right to say, I told you so, because they did. And I didn't listen.
So as I understand it, Governor Baker phoned you a while ago while you were more sick than you are right now. And you wrote in the Herald that you now have some inkling of the enormous weight Governor Baker carries for the Commonwealth. What did you mean by that?
Well, he called me several times. When I was in the hospital the first time, he called me and I couldn't speak to him because I was hooked up to all types of gadgets. And then when I finally did speak to him. He was very worried about me, and he mentioned that several times. I was very grateful that he called me, and I thought it was very kind of him. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I almost wanted to cower, because although I didn't exactly go out with a loudspeaker and a megaphone and campaign against mask wearing as a Republican state official, I could have championed and been more careful and encouraged others to do so, but I wasn't. And in speaking with the governor, I really got an inkling of what he was going through, in that he has to decide, should these restaurants stay open for a number of hours? Should they be closed? Should the bars and other venues be closed? If we do close them, then some of them may not reopen. But if we don't close them for a period of time, then 100 more people may die from the coronavirus. And in the end, there's no way of predicting or detecting how many people that the governor's coronavirus policies have saved. But I think that there's probably thousands. And whereas before, I was certainly against massive restaurant closings and sports venues closing and this and that, I'm not anymore.
What's your message to the general public, to everyone, about mask wearing and social distancing now, given your experience?
Look, this is the last minute of the fourth quarter, and you don't want to be among the last to be stricken with this, because if you're stricken with this, it's a very bad ordeal. You don't want to be the one in an oxygen sealed room with doctors standing around you debating whether or not your breathing is inadequate and you have to go on a ventilator, because that's really a horror. And I've been there twice, and I'm warning as many people as possible, you need to wear a mask, do social distancing, you need to avoid crowds, any type of venue where you may be at risk, at least, especially for the next few months, you better take it serious, because it is serious.
Tom Mountain, Vice Chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party, thanks very much for speaking with us today, and good luck, and feel better. Wish for a complete recovery for you, Tom.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I'd be happy to come on again at any time.